Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning, family. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of John, chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Then Jesus said to these Jews who believe him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Amen. Well, we thank God for the privilege and the honor to share with you the living word of God. Amen. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and all your demonic demons and render your powers null and void. And you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, the anointed one, we pray. Shalom. Amen. We're going to continue our teaching on the ministry gifts and their purpose. Once again, the ministry gifts and their purpose. Now, we must understand that our Lord is a purpose-driven supreme being. He doesn't do things because he doesn't have anything better to do, but he does them for the betterment of his body, the church. His word tells us that he is not the author of confusion, and he does all things decently and in order. So these ministry gifts that were given to the church, the apostle, prophet, evangelist, and pastor teacher, were given to the body of Christ for a purpose. Now, that purpose is up to us, the body of Christ, to study and to understand that purpose and to apply them to our lives. Please go to the book of Ephesians chapter 3. Again, Ephesians chapter 3. And I'm going to read verses 1 through 12. And it says, "For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for you Gentiles, if indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which was given to me for you. How? That by revelation, he made known to me the mystery or the hidden truths, as I have briefly written already, by which, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets. Verse 6, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel, of which I belong a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given to me by the effective working of his power. To me, who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. So we see we are the Gentiles, and the gospel has been made known to us. Amen. Now please open your Bibles to our foundational scripture we've been using for this particular teaching on the ministry gifts, and that's also found in the book of Ephesians chapter 4. Again, Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to read verses 11 through 16. Please follow along as I read. And it says, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Verse 12, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we all should no longer be children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine or teaching by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, for whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. So we see here the ministry gifts, and we see the purpose of the ministry gifts. And then it says, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. So we see that every part should does its share. None is more important than the other. Amen. Now, I'm going to give you a list of, I believe, are 12 principles for the purpose of these ministry gifts. And I'm going to give them to you in a moment, and then we're going to go back and we're going to discuss them. Amen. And see if we can get some clarity on why these ministries were given, to the body of Christ. Amen. So, beginning with verse number 12, God explains the purpose of these ministry gifts. So the first principle was for the equipping of the saints. For the equipping of the saints. Number two, for the work of the ministry. Again, for the work of the ministry. Number three, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Again, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Number four, till we all come to the unity of the faith. Till we all come to the unity of the faith. Number five, of the knowledge of the Son of God. Of the knowledge of the Son of God. Number six, to a perfect man or to a mature man. Number seven, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Once again, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Number eight, no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine or teaching. Once again, no longer being children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine or teaching. Now, under number eight, I have a letter A, and that is by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plottings. Number nine, speaking the truth in love. Amen. Again, speaking the truth in love. And then number eight under that is growing up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. Amen. Number 10, the whole body joined together and knit together by which every joint supplies. Number 11, every part effectively working does its share. Every part effectively working does its share. And number 12, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Once again, causing growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Now, those are the 12 principles I believe that God has set in the church through the ministry gifts. Now, last week we began our discussion on the purpose of the ministry gifts that were found in verse 12 through 16 in Ephesians chapter 4. So let's go over these principles and see what God says about them. Number one, for the equipping of the saints. For the equipping of the saints. Now, we found out that equipping means to furnish or to supply. Again, it means to furnish or to supply. Equipping the church allows the church the necessary requirements needed to bring the body of Christ into harmony with the body. Please go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and we're going to read verse number 10. Now, we're talking about the body of Christ into harmony with the body. Amen. 1 Corinthians 1:10, and it says, now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Amen. So we see here the word of God tells us that he wants us all to speak the same thing and that there should be no divisions among us. But my question is, why are we not speaking the same thing? And why is there divisions among us? Well, we'll see in a few minutes after I finish reading these principles. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 13. Now, we're talking about for the equipping of the saints, the first principle. 2 Corinthians 13:11, and it says, finally, brethren, farewell, become complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. So we see here again, it says, be of one mind. Amen. So God wants us all to be on one accord, one mind, speaking the same thing. These ministry gifts, when they are exercised within the body of Christ, we should all speak the same thing. Amen. We should all speak the same thing. In other words, the church should have a uniform testimony. Amen. We should all be on one accord. So when the world sees us or he hears a minister in Africa speaking something, well, that minister in the United States is speaking the same thing, or that minister in South America is speaking the same thing, we should all be speaking the same thing. In other words, the church should have a uniform testimony. There should be no divisions, no schisms or dissensions. Amen. If there is a difference between interpretation and discernment, then you should go to your brother and discuss that disagreement so that spiritual clarity can be gotten. Amen. Remember, the first principle says, for the equipping of the saints. So these ministries' gifts are given for the body of Christ to teach us the word of God so we can be on one accord, speaking the same thing. Amen. Again, I said, if there's a difference between interpretation or discernment, then you should go to your brother and discuss that particular difference. Amen. So that spiritual clarity can be gotten. That's important. Don't discuss that disagreement in public with non-believers. And do not speak disparaging about or against your brother. Go to the book of Matthew chapter 18. Again, Matthew chapter 18. And we're going to read verses number 15. And it says, moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. Now, this verse is speaking about a disagreement between you and your fellow saint. But we are looking at the principle of this verse. And that is, if you have a disagreement in any manner, you are to go to your brother so you can get uniform agreement and harmony within the church. It is the principle of the word of God that we're looking at. Amen. We want to show to this dying world that we are mature in the word and we are all on one accord by the equipping of the saints through these gifts. And when we accomplish this, we will show the world that we love one another as Christ Jesus has loved us. Amen. The second principle, for the work of the ministry. For the work of the ministry. You know, when I began ministry school several years back, each student had a conference with the dean before school started. And the dean explained to us what to expect in the school. But one thing that stood in my mind, he said that ministry is W-O-R-K, work. So it says here, for the work of the ministry. But it is good work when you allow the Holy Spirit to assist you in the assignment given to you. See, the problem with many pastors is they want to do the work on their own strength, and they get frustrated, discouraged and exhausted and lose faith in the assignment given them, and they want to give up or to retire. How can you retire on teaching the word of God? The word of God is so wonderful. It is life. Amen. You know, but God never told you to do it on your own ability. He never told you to go do it on your own. Go with me to the book of John chapter 16. Again, that's John chapter 16. And we're going to read verses 5 through 15. And it says this, and this is Jesus speaking. Now pay attention. It says, but now I go away to him who sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper the helper. The helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in him. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. And we know who the ruler of this world is, right? It is Satan. I still have many things to say to you, but cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, the Spirit of truth, which is another name for the Holy Spirit. It says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you in all truth. First of all, we see he's the helper, and then he will guide us in the assignment, the work that God has given us. He says he will guide you into all truth, for he will speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you of things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I say that he will take of mine and declare it to you. Amen. So we see here that our Lord and Savior is going to send a helper to us. And this helper is the Holy Spirit. And he's going to be a guide to us. So the work that God has given us, the body of Christ, hey, we don't have to do it on our own strength. No, we don't. That's why the helper, the Holy Spirit, he says the helper will come to you. And then he says he will guide us. So don't try to do it on your own strength. Be filled with the Holy Spirit and let him guide you into the assignment that God has given you. Amen. Now go with me to Matthew chapter 11. Again, Matthew chapter 11. And we're going to read verses 28 through 30. And it says this. It says, come to me. And by the way, again, this is Jesus speaking. And it says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus says, come to me. And he says, I will give you rest. Then verse number 29, it says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. It says, take it and learn from me. He says, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Verse 30, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus said his yoke is easy and his burden is light. So even though, you know, these ministry gifts were given for the assignment, or the ministry gifts was for the work of the ministry, that work is easy. It is not something that we cannot bear. It is easy. Then number 3, it says, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Amen. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Edifying simply means to build up, to strengthen, and to construct. Again, it means to build up, to strengthen, and to construct. The word tells us that faith without works is dead. So applying the word of God and action develops edification. Let me repeat that. Applying both the word of God and action, it develops edification. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And it says, even so, you desire, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, let it be for the what? Edification of the church, that you may seek to excel. Even, amen. Let me repeat that. It says, even so you, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, Let it be for what? The edification or the building up or for the development of the church that you may excel. See, God wants us to excel in every area of our lives. See, there's no failure in God. So there should be no failure in us. Amen. Now, that word zealous means passionate, dedicated, sincere, and single-minded. So when we are doing the work of the ministry, when we're edifying the body of Christ, we should be passionate, we should be dedicated, we should be sincere and single-minded in the things of Christ. Amen. Edifying is also a means of spiritual construction to construct the believer individually and the body of Christ, the church, collectively into a strong, unified, mature body of Christ. Amen. Well, you know what? I am just about out of time, but I'm not out of message. But please join us next week when we will continue our teaching on the Word of God. Until then, please remember these words from 2 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.